Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. and 11 to 12 p.m. for conversations that invoke creativity, well-being, and compassion. Named as the most knowledgeable voice in the field of holistic health and positive living, Glenn takes your calls and comments right here on KRXA AM 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center. After a cliffhanger of a day in which nobody knew until the last possible moment where the shuttle would land,
Houston, Discovery, we have the field in sight.
Commander Mark Polansky brought Discovery back here to the Cape half an hour ago.
Main gear touchdown.
Mission managers watched the weather all day long. Finally, they determined that clouds and showers wouldn't interfere with a safe landing here.
Congratulations on what was probably the most complex assembly mission to date. Bravo Zulu.
Thanks for the word. You got seven thrilled people right here, and we're just really proud of the entire NASA team to put this together. So thank you, and I think it's going to be a great holiday.
Discovery's landing wraps up a successful space station construction mission and a comeback year for the shuttle program. I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Now with more CBS News, here's Lou Miliano.
Citing no DNA evidence linking the defendants to their accuser, the prosecutor in the sexual assault case against three Duke University lacrosse players has dropped rape charges. But defense attorney Joseph Cheshire says then all charges should be dropped.
There is no scientific or other evidence independent of the victim's testimony that would corroborate any physical assault of any kind, sexual or otherwise, occurring to this woman.
But CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says charges of kidnap and sexual offense, which carries as heavy a penalty as rape, stand.
This allows the prosecutor to say that in the end he was not satisfied with the evidence of a rape occurring at that party, but that he still believes he can prove that the alleged victim was sexually assaulted by the defendants and perhaps held against her will for a time.
Looks like there could be an end to the pickets outside Goodyear Tire stores. The union representing 15,000 striking Goodyear Tire and rubber workers says it has reached a tentative agreement on a new contract with the tire maker. It's really grating, but it's the way things go. Denver International is open again, but first out are those with seats on flights scheduled to go this afternoon. Cooling their heels, maybe not getting out till Christmas. Those on flights canceled since Wednesday due to the snow. More from Lee Frank.
Planes are finally taking off, a start toward clearing this airport filled with thousands of stranded travelers, many without confirmed reservations.
My flight has been canceled. I'm waiting to go standby on the only flight out to Wichita today.
Karen from Pasadena is hopeful, her optimism fueled by word that warm weather has allowed plowing open almost all of the runways. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
An Ohio couple has been convicted of child endangerment and child abuse for making some of their adopted special needs children sleep in cages.
Did the jury find the defendant guilty of child endangering?
Bear argued the arrangement was for the child's safety. They're now facing up to 5 years in prison for each of four felony counts. On Wall Street, stocks slid today. The Dow closed down 70. The Nasdaq was off 15. This is CBS News.
The following is a paid commercial message.
It's estimated that over 200 million people in the U.S. suffer from herpes-caused cold sores. There are many products on the market today. Relieve One-Day Cold Sores Symptom Treatment is excellent because it relieves cold sore symptoms in just a day. Pain eases in minutes and other symptoms resolve in just 24 hours. Relieve is non-toxic, comprised of botanical extracts, and is 100% guaranteed. Millions of sufferers have found that Relieve works best for them. Only you can determine that Relieve is best for you. You can now buy Relieve at most major stores.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
After tonight, still have two shopping days till Christmas. So says correspondent Dave Barrett. What's to worry?
Stores are enticing us to buy.
Relations, sparing no expenses and some useless old utensil.
Well, we can do better than that.
Or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice.
Apparently we need jewelry, flat panel TVs, and says retail analyst Scott Krugman.
DVDs, the CDs, videos, and video games have done really well.
But the Gap has not, nor Ann Taylor. Both are doing deep discounts. You do have time to get those gifts. L.L. Bean will keep mall stores in four states open for 189 straight hours. A New York Macy's in Queens opened yesterday and won't close till Christmas Eve. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
You might remember the Exxon Valdez oil spill that made a mess of Alaska's coastline more than a decade ago. The case is still being litigated, and today the court cut the $5 billion jury award down the middle. I'm Lou Meligano, CBS News.
I'm cruising in my ride, 16 switches. Gotta get my floss on, watch out.
Life may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floormate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1-7-07.
Now is the time to get vaccinated against influenza. Experts say influenza activity generally does not peak until January, February, or sometimes even later. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases urges anyone who wants to prevent the flu to get vaccinated now. Protect your health and the health of those around you. Vaccination is the best way to prevent influenza this and every year. A message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
Cover stories that never came. Tom Engelhardt, thanks for returning to the Peter B. Collins Show today. Tom? Hello, Tom. I'm looking for you here. Matt, I think we're going to have to dial him back because I don't have anybody on line one there. Anyway, the new book is a fascinating collection of interviews that Tom Engelhardt conducted. And he runs the website TomDispatch.com, affiliated with the Nation Institute, which is part of the Nation magazine. And Mission Unaccomplished is a series of interviews with some of the dissenters, some of the iconoclasts who have surfaced since Bush launched this misguided war on Iraq. People like Howard Zinn, James Carroll, Cindy Sheehan, Anne Wright, whom I met this summer in Washington and again at Camp Democracy in September. She served in our military and then in our foreign service and resigned to express her own disgust with the Bush administration. Mark Danner, a great reporter. Chalmers Johnson, a former military man, a Cold Warrior. Katrina Vandenhoevel of The Nation. And several others, including Barbara Ehrenreich. Tom, do we have you now?
You have me. I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, it must have been the NSA checking in on us.
I think it was.
I have a personal minder over there named Benny. At least we think so. He's...
Well, I heard you mention Anne Wright, who I love. She was a great experience for me. So.
Yeah, she's a very interesting woman. She gave me a business card with a phone number in Hawaii, and she said, "Don't worry, that's my cell phone. I haven't been there in years."
Right. You know, she's actually a gal from Arkansas to begin with, and a retired colonel. She was one of the three diplomats who resigned in protest as the invasion of Iraq was about to begin. And I think for me she represents something very interesting. That when the founding fathers created this country, they created it, as we all know from high school civics, they created a system of checks and balances. And the checks and balances, obviously, for most of the last few years didn't work. But she represents what I consider the check and balance they never thought of, because they have never imagined a government like this. And that was the check and balance of people, hard-working officials, bureaucrats, scientists within the government who couldn't stand what was happening and decided to protest, to leak, to fight back. Some of them got pushed out. I consider them like the fourth check and balance of our world, and I find her very fascinating that way. So.
Well, and Anne Wright answered the call actually before Daniel Ellsberg issued it in Harper's Magazine last month. For some principled members of this administration to risk their futures and rescue our country by coming forward with some of the secret plans that we thought would have led to an attack on Iran even by now.
That's right. That's right. And maybe later we'll get into Gates and Iran, because I think the news on Iran, unlike most other things, is reasonably good at this point. When Anne Wright appeared at my door, because I'm a very cheap interviewer. I only interview people who are in close proximity. I don't have the money to get on a plane and go looking and so on and so forth. And she appeared at my door, and she was wearing, instead of bracelets, she was wearing two bands that represented the police had put on her when she was arrested twice. And she said to me, I'm a felon for peace.
Yeah. She's a really striking individual and a very strong but not strident voice. And,
absolutely. And as like a number of people who have been in the military and have ended up taking journeys out of the world of this administration just out of principle. Another one who I interviewed was Andrew Bacevich,
mm-hmm.
who had been he had fought in Vietnam. He had
right.
been a self-professed Cold Warrior. I suppose he was even close to being a kind of a neocon, and he took an odd journey in the 1990s out of that whole world when he noticed that the people who he thought were his allies had fallen in love with the military. He was a military man, but he wasn't a lover of the military. And all these neocons had been dazzled by American military power, and this is what they wanted to apply in the world. And he was horrified by this, and he took this journey, which led him. He's a historian and one of the most open-minded historians I know. He remains a conservative, but he took this journey, a journey in which he discovered that the United States, in his mind, was an empire. This was something he really hadn't known before. And from that, he began reconsidering his own history and the history of the Cold War, the history of the Vietnam War. And he's written a series of books, including a book on militarism called The New American Militarism, which are striking documents of our time. And he was very interesting to interview because, you know, it's very rare in life, no less, in interviewing people, to meet someone who really stops to think. And there were a couple of moments. Most of the time I asked him questions he had answers to. There were a couple of moments when I asked him questions to which he didn't have obvious answers. And sitting there, I could see him actually stop and think over, not try and offer me an answer, but actually think over, well, what? Something new. And when you see someone open to the new, it's always impressive. So he was a very impressive man. And he's been a very impressive voice from the kind of conservative side of the aisle. And, mm-hmm. and this book, it's kind of a big tent book in that way. So
well, and let's talk a little bit about you, Tom Engelhardt,
yeah.
because you submitted to an interview that is the last chapter of the book. Nick Turse, your colleague, conducted
right.
it.
Right.
And talk about your own attitudes toward empire and how it shaped your launch of Tom Dispatch and a lot of the work that you've done in the last few years.
Well, you know, I mean, Tom Dispatch, I'm a 62-year-old guy. At the moment of September 11th, I emailed, but I basically knew very little about the online world. I don't think I even really realized you could read papers or newspapers online or anything else. And I had a very odd reaction to September 11th, which, given the fact that I'm supposed to be a reasonably sophisticated person, was rather naive, which was I thought when it happened, I thought, this might open us up to the world in some way. I was horrified. I was in New York, and this was a horrifying event, you know, and we could smell very quickly the smell of 9/11 and so on. But I also thought this might be an opening for us to the world, to what goes on in the rest of the world, what other people live with, and so on and so forth. And, of course, a few months later, when we were in those constant imperial rites, which declared us to be the greatest survivor, the greatest victim, and the greatest dominator, and the only role left to anybody in the world was greatest evil one, I had kind of had it. And I really started Tom Dispatch as a little E-list. I just started sending. I sent to about, you know, three relatives and five friends, and I started. It became a little obsession. I started just sending articles, voices from elsewhere, I used to call them, and that articles that you just couldn't read here that I found online. And sooner or later, people started jumping on. They started. Journalists started writing and saying, hey, will you send this to me, too? And all of a sudden, I had this enormous E-list, and then one day, a guy from the Nation Institute, Ham Fish, who's a
mm-hmm.
wonderful guy,
yeah, I've met him.
Said, hey, how about if we put this up online? I said, okay. And so Tom Dispatch was this weird happenstance, but it was, and it has always been focused. I think from childhood, I was a real American kid, but and I would say this is where I connect with Basevich and Ann Wright and so on and so forth, is that in many ways I see Tom Dispatch, including the interviews I did in the book, as a kind of citizenly duty. And at my core, I don't know why, from childhood, you know, there was something, I wouldn't have called it anti-imperial then, there was something in me that just, maybe it was just very American, that didn't like the imperial, mm-hmm. didn't like the large and imperial. And it's still with me. It's what it is, in a way, the politics of Tom Dispatch, which is, and that's why at Tom Dispatch you can find people from the right as well as the left, and why, like, libertarian sites like to pick up Tom Dispatch, because we agree on the anti-imperial. We agree on what we've lost in our world, which are, you know, certain right, you know, civil rights and so on and so forth. That's what scares us, and that's what we don't like. And as a kind of historian, before that, I was also an editor, a book editor, mm-hmm. But I had written a book of history about the Cold War. I also had a very strong sense that about half of 20th century history was about the inability of large imperial powers to occupy smaller, weaker countries as they had done in the 19th and 18th century, successfully. The power of national sovereignty. So long before we went into Iraq, when I saw the invasion coming, I knew, listen, there are lots of things I'm not very predictive on. I'm not very good on predicting elections and so on and so forth. On this, I knew. I knew from the beginning, well before the invasion, I knew that we could not occupy. It was clear to me that the Bush people had imperial dreams of the largest sort and that they were ready to occupy Iraq. And it was just going to be the first stop. They were going to leave it to their Iraqi cohorts to rule, and they were going to move on. They were going to knock off Syria, right. Iran, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But I knew that this was inconceivable. And it's the one thing I've written constantly about. It's the one thing I've been, from the beginning, I've been absolutely on target on.
We're going to take a quick break and return. Tom Engelhardt with us. He's the proprietor of TomDispatch.com and the author of this book of interviews, Mission Unaccomplished. It's out in softcover from Nation Books. We'll continue in just a moment. Join us toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And I'm still Peter B. Collins. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years. And he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, it's a replay of our show with Ronnie Bramer and Louis Basil on investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to share good times with friends and family. We're getting ready for our biggest year in 2007 for real estate deals and information. So check us out right here Sunday morning at 10, and visit our website at rockrollandrealestate.com. For more information, you can always call us at 408-892-3376. And happy holidays from all of us here at Rock, Roll, and Real Estate.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Nancy.
And we're from the Potting Shed.
In Aptos. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn, but if you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find.
The barn has a lot of charm. People tend to come there just because the atmosphere is really nice.
Then they'll come and have a cup of tea, bring their dog if they have one. All the dogs who visit know exactly where the cookie jar is. So it's that kind of a place. People feel very comfortable.
When we started, we were just strictly a garden shop with pots and plants. But we had to evolve through the years because nobody needed pots and plants in the middle of winter. So we started adding things, and now it's a full-fledged gift shop.
We work very hard to try and find things that are unusual and eclectic and well-priced. That's what our customers want. We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by and have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Books. A couple of the people in here really fascinate me, and I've had the opportunity to talk with them here on the radio program, Tom. And one is James Carroll, the Boston-based writer. And he is a moralist, in my view, in the correct sense of that term, is that he's a man who is informed and imbued with a deep sense of morality. And when he has used his voice to criticize the Bush administration and this war, it comes across with, shall we say, much greater depth than a chorus of evangelical Christians.
I agree. In fact, I would use that that very word, moral. I mean, that's actually the kind of man he is. I mean, in the best possible sense of the word, he is a moralist. And what that led him to do, what impressed me before I even got to interview him, because I've got kind of a prior, with a number of these people, I have a kind of prior history, a publishing history, because mm-hmm. in what passes at least for real life, although Tom dispatches the adventure of my later life, I've been a book editor in mainstream book publishing for 30 years, and I loved his columns. I had a friend who knew him. I got in touch with him as soon as September 11th happened, more or less. Very soon afterwards, he began writing columns he writes a column in the Boston Globe, and he began writing columns that were so radical for the moment that I think I think it was really problematic for him, because mm-hmm. he began saying that that taking a hammer, as he said at one point, to hit a mosquito is bound to be a catastrophe, and that's what he saw that the Bush administration was about to do. And he, you know, very early on, that voice, there were just a few voices, there were a few people who felt that the Bush administration was going in the wrong direction, who didn't at that moment, when everybody else seemed to feel something else, didn't run. and he didn't. Another one who I also have dealt with over the years is Jonathan Schell.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good, solid liberal, but he just never changed his positions. And
well, and just to be fair, you've edited for both Orville and Jonathan.
I've done both brothers, right.
And
right.
They are singular in their voices, but they do have, I think, a real common thread of decency and a commitment to the American Constitution.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And Carol, I actually published, those essays so impressed me, those columns, that I actually published them in a book series that I co-created, run, and edit called the American Empire series,
mm-hmm.
The American Empire Project. And that's what first, he was one of my first two interviews. The other was Howard Zinn, and I just happened to be close by. It was a summer, it was the summer of 2005, and to give you a little prior history, I probably my inspiration for all this is late in life, Studs Terkel's publishing life, I became his editor. I had worked at Pantheon Books for years, and my boss at Pantheon had edited all his books, and I had used to be called in as kind of the second team on his books. I'd take a last look at them or something. And, mm-hmm. and his most recent, not the most recent one, but the previous two, I did edit. And I've always found him an inspiration as an interviewer. And so one day I thought I had these guys, Howard Zinn, who I had the urge to talk to, and Carol, I was curious. I had never really interviewed somebody, not for publication, and I bought two of the cheapest tape recorders around because I was afraid that one of them might break, and I just thought, I'll just try it, because that's been my general attitude about almost anything, and I sat down, I just thought, can I have a real conversation with these people, a two-sided mm-hmm. conversation, mm-hmm. and can I bring out something fresh in their thoughts, since these are people who have written widely? And I think on that I was successful, and it was fascinating for me. So
I'll tell you a quick Studs Terkel story. I was a 21-year-old radio talk show host in Chicago, and I revered Studs Terkel. He was on the classical station there and had a real freewheeling interview show there every day. And I got to meet him because I was about to interview an author, and she decided that she thought I was a little bit flaky or strange, or could be. And so she persuaded Studs Terkel to escort her to the interview with me at this FM rock station. And it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I was on late at night to preserve the decency of the community. And here comes, you know, a man who I never expected to meet. I'd listened to him on the radio for years. And he came in and he looked at me and he said, "Now you're going to be nice to her, aren't you?"
that's him. You know, we used to get messages on our phone machine from him when I was working on his books. And my wife always used to say, "You've got to keep those messages because his is the last voice out of which a cigar comes."
Mm.
You know, he sounds directly off the waterfront. You know, "Hey, Tom, you know, that work is a nonpareil." You know, and it's just, you know, unfortunately I don't have them, but he's such a character. So.
He truly is.
Anyway, he was my inspiration. I had edited his interviews over the years. I had seen them. I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to be Studs Terkel, but let me just go out and try.
Well, you did a good job. We're going to pick up there as we continue with Tom Engelhardt, and we're going to widen out to some other issues in the news right now. So if you'd like to join us with a question or comment, get on the line now at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop. Don't your children deserve the very best for the holidays? Locally owned and operated for 36 years, Thinker Toys has been the first holiday shopping stop for generations of parents in Carmel and Monterey, where owner Mark Phillips and his staff take great pride in personally serving every customer. Thinker Toys is dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly. While Thinker Toys specializes in educational toys for newborns through six-year-olds, there's no better place than Thinker Toys to buy great toys for thinking kids of all ages. Make your child's Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmaka, Kwanzaa, or the holiday of your choice extra special with high-quality educational toys and games from Thinker Toys. Open every day at 10 a.m. in Carmel at 7th and San Carlos and in Monterey at the Del Monte Center. Drop by Thinker Toys today and tell Mark that Peter B. sent you. Happy holidays from Thinker Toys.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Good day, sunshine.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Here comes the sun. In the sunshine.
Stop searching. We've got what you're looking for. Sundays, 3 to 5. The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
He says, hey, man, what did you lose? The guy says, I dropped my keys about six blocks away. Why aren't you looking over there? The guy says, the light's better over here. And that is the war on terror. That is the war on terror. Yeah, that's the war on terror. Is the war on terror.
That's politically infused rock and roll, fresh off, just came in the mail yesterday. Roy Zimmerman is the artist, and that song is called That Is the War on Terror. And the new CD is called Faulty Intelligence. I really like this guy, and he's going to come on the show later this week.
That is great, Peter.
Isn't that an interesting song?
Yeah, I buy it.
And the joke about dropping my keys six blocks away, what are you looking here for? So try to put this into a little context for us, Tom Engelhardt. Last week, the Democrats took control of the House, and then a day later they learned that they got squeaking control of the Senate. And a faux conciliatory President Bush has talked about bipartisanship, and he surprised me with the announcement of the Rumsfeld sacking. He terminated him. And so we now have a new guy who's a lot like Rumsfeld, only different, comes out of really the same milieu. And his biggest single qualification for this is that he cooked intelligence during the 80s and then again in the 90s when he was George Bush Sr.'s director of Central Intelligence. So what are we getting out of this shuffle?
Well, we are going to get one thing, but let me back. You know, I was thinking today, the fellow who was the head of the Arab League back in September 2002 warned that if we invaded Iraq, we would open, the Bush administration would open the gates of hell in the Middle East. And I think that obviously, at least in Iraq, has proved true. Now, the people who opened those gates were the vice president, Rumsfeld, and the neocons. And now the truth is we're at a real moment of flux, and they are being ushered out the door. And the people who are coming in are daddy's boys. Now, there's a long history with George Bush of failure, repeated failures, and being pulled out, picked up, and put back together by daddy's boys.
Are you talking about Harkin Energy?
Yes, and baseball, and a variety of other things, yeah. And I think it's clear right now that daddy's boys have walked through the door. James Baker, who's the family consigliere, has set up almost a separate government. Off to the side of the government, he's his guy, Gates, who was holding down the Bush Library at Texas A&M, is now the Secretary of Defense. And
Designate,
right. And there's a, right, but he will be, I guarantee you. And there's you know, I think there's a lot of anticipation right now about what's going to happen with Iraq. And I think the answer on that is in the immediate future, probably very little. But where there is good news, and I believe there actually is in a place nobody's looking right now, which is Iran. Because we know that the Bush administration was willing to take unbelievably rash acts, to throw the dice no matter what the consequences. And they were clearly preparing to whack Iran from the air, to knock its nuclear facilities, but also to try and decapitate the regime. That's the phrase that's used. And I think this, now Gates is of a different type. In 2004, he, with former National Security Advisor for Jimmy Carter, Brzezinski, co-headed a task force on Iran and called for the opening of negotiations with Iran. So
right.
He, like Baker, has been in favor of this. In addition, you have a Congress less likely to put up the money for such a war, which is obviously good news. And
pardon me, Tom, but they have floated an item that the next supplemental for the remainder of 2007 is going to be $160 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now one of the ironies of our world is that the Defense Department, the Pentagon, doesn't fight a war on its budget, which is almost $500 billion. Instead, it fights its wars on these emergency supplemental budgets that are put through Congress. So in essence,
Tom, that's the brilliance of Enron accounting.
It is. Yeah, but this is open. Enron at least, you know, did it secretly. This is right out. Every American can see it.
Well, I hope that this is one of the markers that the new Democratic majority will call in. And that is that if Bush wants money for Iraq and Afghanistan, it's got to be in the Defense Department budget.
Yeah. This would be interesting if they tried to do that, because then you would suddenly have a Pentagon budget that was so enormous, it would be shocking.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tom, I want to take you back here to last week. We were talking about this earlier on the program today, And a woman has emailed from Phoenix. She says, I've noticed everybody's focusing on the president's confession that he lied when he said the week before the election that Rummy and Cheney would stay with him as long as he's in office. However, she writes, isn't it possible that this is not the real lie? Is it possible that the real lie is that he's lying about the lie he told? Now, follow me. I know that the big, actual, huge news that I was reading the day after he professed his undying devotion to Rumsfeld and Cheney was the fact that the Army Times, Navy Times, Marine Corps Times, and Air Force Times announced that they would all be running an editorial calling for the ouster of Rumsfeld. Their announcement started being reported on Thursday afternoon. I believe that had that announcement not been made and had the Democrats not won the majority and immediately promised a return to oversight, that Rumsfeld would still be in office.
I think the answer is Rumsfeld would still be in office now, but I think he would have been going. I honestly speaking, Baker, James A. Baker, who's the president's right hand, the former President Bush's right hand man, took over this Iraq study group. He agreed to do it, and I think he's such a hard nosed guy. I don't think he would have ever agreed, retrospectively thinking about this. I don't think he ever would have agreed to do it if he had felt that Rumsfeld would still be sitting there, ready to shoot down whatever suggestions he made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why they've taken so long. I mean, Iraq's a crisis. You would think the Iraq study group would have gotten together, and in a month they would have come up with something or other. Instead, they've taken months. I think that these months were meant to be a waiting period until he could get somebody he could really suggest things to into the Defense Department. So that, I don't think she's wrong. I don't think Rumsfeld would have gone quickly, but I think he would have been gone relatively quickly under any circumstances. That's just my thought on this.
Now to James in Phoenix. James, join us here on the Peter B. Collins Show with Tom Engelhart.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, quick question. Big hoopla about the Dems winning and them getting in their first 100 days or so, attacking minimum wage and getting that settled.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to try to scale back the Patriot Act? And if they do or don't, what do you think the ramifications will be either way?
I would like to see the Democrats work on the Patriot Act, but I don't think there are many Democrats who are committed to that. What I think the first issue on our constitutional rights front should be is repeal of what I call the Stalin Act, the Military Commissions Act.
Right. Well,
and
well,
they need to pull that back. They need to reformulate it so that it's consistent with the Geneva Conventions. They have to remove the amnesty provisions for those who have committed torture or authorized or condoned it to date. And they need to reincorporate habeas corpus. And to me, that is step one. I certainly share your concern about some elements of the Patriot Act, and it's a stinky bill that lays the groundwork for fascism. But candidly, I don't see that the Democrats have the cojones to take it on. Tom?
I completely agree. Carl Levin, I believe, has been talking about doing something about the habeas corpus.
Leahy.
I'm sorry, you're right. Leahy.
Yeah, Leahy has talked about it, and I give him credit for that.
Yeah, I do. I do too. But I hate to say it, but I think one of the things that truly worries me is I think I often, when I'm writing at TomDispatch.com, I often tell people, well, look at don't look at what people are writing about politics in Washington. Look at the facts on the ground. And if you look at the facts on the ground, I mean, you know, take the fact that we now have two defense departments, the Homeland Security Department. What is it but a defense department? It's a huge and efficient another huge and efficient, expensive bureaucracy. Will we ever not see that again in our lifetimes? I don't think so, because there now is a $60 billion business, security business, that's formed around the Homeland Security Department. So it's a fact on the ground. And I think to some extent, the Patriot Act has become a kind of fact on the ground. I mean, people might fiddle with it a little bit. Will we live without a Patriot Act? I think you're right. I don't think that even a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress could totally roll back what's happened in the last few years. That's just my...
What do you think, Peter, if they're not going to roll that back, how as Democrats and progressives, should we take that?
Well, I think that we have to be prudent and take what we can get, and also demand more than we're being offered. And that's why I feel that we need to keep our powder dry at the moment. Let's keep in mind that Nancy Pelosi has not been sworn in as Speaker, and that some of what's going on, some of the angling and the messaging is, in my view, premature. I, as you know, support the concept of impeachment. But I think that progressives are banging their frying pans a little bit loudly right now, before Pelosi has even, you know, gotten the drapes installed and gotten into that office. So I think that we should have a little patience here. Bill Maher ran a spoof commercial at the beginning of his show on Friday night on HBO, where he, it was from the point of view of a Republican attack ad, and it said the Democrats, they've had 3 days. And they haven't done a damn thing. And I do think that we should have a little bit of patience here, which is not to say that we should swallow everything that they try to feed us. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, the one thing I do think is I think that this election has opened some space for other voices. I mean, it's clear at this point that on Iraq, for instance, you're completely right. Right now, what's going to happen, it has to be minimal because the Democrats could just block a few things in Congress. But I think there's an opening when the Democratic Congress comes in for, you know, a peace movement or whatever to on the Iraq war to exert a great deal more pressure for us to actually get out of Iraq. And I think what's going to happen in Iraq is going to make it it's going to be catastrophic, and it's going to make it far easier for us to do so, because the kinds of plans that the Iraq study group is talking about really are, you know, I lived through the Vietnam era, and in all those years, there were what I used to call non-withdrawal plans. All these plans that were claimed, we're now talking about redeployment. They were redeployment plans in which there was no actual intent to truly get out. And most of the plans being discussed right now are very much along those lines.
We're talking with Tom Englehart. He does TomDispatch.com, and his new book is out in soft cover and a recommended read. It's a collection of interviews with important progressive thinkers and dissenters. It's called Mission Unaccomplished from Nation Books. We're going to take a quick break and return. You want to join us? Grab a line, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372 on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just 2 blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has 3 locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
"We're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service."
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
With our musical theme of the moment from Chris Rea, that's The Road to Hell. Tom Engelhardt, if Iraq is the road to hell, is it paved with 14 permanent American bases?
At least, I would say, 5 major ones, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are, right now, Rumsfeld, of course, he's gone now, but his last figure was that there were 55 American bases of every size in Iraq. But the big ones, there probably aren't. There are probably maybe 6. I mean, when you're talking about bases the size of American towns with multiple bus routes, with mm-hmm. 2 PXs, with Burger Kings and mini golf courses. Yes, I mean, this is, they're not called permanent bases. At one point they were calling them enduring camps, which
right.
sound kind of charming, but they represent a kind of a permanency that's going to make it hard for us to get out of Iraq, as mm-hmm. will the new billion-dollar embassy that we're building in the middle of the green zone in Baghdad, which has its own anti-missile system.
And, Tom, the bases fly directly in contradiction with legislation from the House and Senate that says there shall be no permanent bases.
Well, there are no permanent bases because they don't call them permanent bases.
Oh, it's that language thing.
It's all language. You know, the Bush administration, I like to say that we've never had an administration in history that reached faster for their dictionaries, which is really true. They spent an enormous amount of time trying to redefine words like torture out of existence.
Right. One other item, and then we got a couple of callers who want to talk with you, Tom. Jack Murtha has been a powerful voice in trying to change the policy related to Iraq. He is running for the number 2 House post under the new Democratic leadership, but he is tainted by serious ethical problems. His brother has received great benefits through earmarks that the congressman has authored, and he seems oblivious to the concerns about the old boy pork barrel style politics that got his neighbor Kurt Weldon bounced out just last week. What's your take on a Murtha majority leader? Is that good for the Democrats, or is he going to be a target on corruption issues?
You know, actually, I don't know. I mean, he's an interesting guy, because the other probably larger thing you could say about him is, until he was shocked, he's an ex-Marine, he spent a lot of time in hospitals, and he clearly was moved by what was happening, you know, to Americans without much notice in Iraq, and that did move him to change and act, and that's impressive in any human being. On the other hand, he was a man who never saw a weapon system that he didn't want to buy for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, earmarks went with it, of course, because that's the system. But I'm not honestly, beyond that, I'm not honestly sure of the two guys. I don't know what to think myself. I think my answer might be that I consider Iraq such a crucial question, and I consider his position to be about the best among any of the major Democrats, that I think I would prefer to take my chances with him, because I think if this administration is not finally pushed to actually decide they're going to leave those bases, they're going to leave Iraqi oil, and they're actually going to leave the country, I think it's hopeless for the Iraqis, it's hopeless for us, and it will be an unbelievable roiling catastrophe, and sooner or later it will really hit the global economy. So
let's go to Barbara in Cave Creek. Thanks for calling. You're on the air, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Go ahead.
Well, I just noticed something. I have 2 points I wanted to make, that most of the wars between Israel and the Arabs happened during Republican administrations, other than the Six-Day War. Everything else is 56, 70, 73, and 82. And it just seems that they don't seem to do anything about creating peace at those time periods. I mean, I just noticed that.
Well, that's an interesting analysis, Barbara.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, the Six-Day War, but it took 6 days. The other thing that I also find, that I'm 53 years old, and I remember the gas crisis in the 70s under Nixon, and everybody standing in lines. And then I remember in 1980, the Iranians captured, they took prisoners in the embassy. And then in the 80s, for some reason, we are now selling weapons to this enemy to fight Iraq, and these are the same boys who worked for Nixon, who worked for Reagan, who worked for Bush, who probably are keeping their secrets amongst themselves by appointing somebody like Gates. And it just smells of backdoor dealings.
You're right.
Now
Gates had to be a party to the tilt toward Iraq in the 1980s.
But what scares me is that they seem to make Iraq safe for the Iranians. And I've said this since the day we walked in. They're clearing the field so Iran can take over Iraq.
Parts of Iraq. No, absolutely. You're quite right. I mean, they've done everything that they claimed they weren't doing. It's a great irony of these people.
Well, I don't think it's an irony. I think it's just, I mean, let's open our eyes and see. And they're making sure that they're poking all of Israel's enemies instead of creating any kind of peaceful. Yeah, I mean, Golda Meir used to dress up like an Arab man, and they used to take her across the border to Jordan to have peace negotiations.
Barbara, I'm tight for time, but I appreciate your thoughtful call today. Now we go to Joe in Phoenix. Hi, Joe. You're on the air.
Thank you. Interesting conversation, gentlemen.
Thank you.
First of all, Peter, I agree with you 1,000% on that Stalinist act, as you put it. That just really goes to the core of our civil and constitutional rights. By the way, I've been an attorney for 35 years. Don't hold that against me. Primarily in criminal law. And as a reserve officer, I retired as a JAG colonel, so I understand military law. And I'm just outraged the way this administration has played games with wordsmithing and the idea of torture. I would never believe in my lifetime that I would see the President of the United States stand up and be advocating to Congress all the reasons why he should be able to have torture and be exempt from any prosecution for it.
Amen, Joe. It was such a sordid sight to see John McCain trying to negotiate with these guys over torture and getting skunked in the process, and he won't even admit it. He turned around and voted for the MCA. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, I was just going to say that one curious thing about the president's post-election good news, bipartisan, good-feeling press conference that nobody noticed. I wrote about it at the Nation website today. He had a line where he basically swore fealty to torture. It was euphemistic. He said where in the end he disagreed with the Democrats was that he felt, unlike them, that we had to give the tools to the professionals. And this is just a euphemism for torture and, of course, the NSA wiretap.
Tom Engelhardt, thank you very much. The book is Mission Unaccomplished. I'm Peter.
Deborah Lindsay with Tomorrow Matters on KRXA 540 AM, wishing you a safe holiday season and encouraging you to make earth-friendly choices for your celebrations. Join me each Sunday at 2 to match global problems of today with local solutions for a better tomorrow. Remember, the greatest gift we can give is a healthy planet. Tomorrow Matters, right here on KRXA 540 AM, every Sunday at 2.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. New pressure to clear the Duke lacrosse players.
It is the duty of this prosecutor to dismiss these charges.
Space Shuttle Discovery is home for the holidays. This is the CBS World News Roundup, Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Rape charges against three Duke lacrosse players were dropped today because the alleged victim, a stripper hired for a team party back in March, has changed her story and prosecutors have no DNA evidence. Charges of kidnapping and sexual assault remain, but defense lawyers say District Attorney Mike Nifong should give it up.
These boys are absolutely innocent. They never touched her. They were never alone with her together in any place. So it's not possible that they kidnapped her, touched her, raped her, assaulted her, or did anything else to her.
Attorney Joseph Cheshire. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen has some thoughts.
The best explanation for why the whole case wasn't dropped on the eve of this holiday weekend is that the prosecutor believes he does have decent evidence proving that the woman was sexually assaulted, even if she were not raped, and that she was held against her will during her time with the defendants. And, of course, that's a much easier case to prove than rape.
The remaining charges carry penalties of up to 30 years in prison. Now this.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ABC. In a new holiday tradition, Kobe, Phil, and the Lakers head to Miami to take on D-Wade, Riley, and the Champion Heat. Coverage begins Christmas Day at 2 Eastern.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
This afternoon's weather at the space shuttle landing sites wasn't good, but it was good enough at the Kennedy Space Center. CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us live.
Bill, they held off on a decision until the last possible moment, but it turned out to be the right call.
Houston, Discovery, we have the field in sight.
Commander Mark Polansky brought his crew home about an hour and a half ago after 13 days in orbit. For Mission Control, words of gratitude.
I want to thank you and the entry team for working things and getting us home today, and thank everybody who's been a part of this mission, and we're really looking forward to talk to them in person back home.
This wraps up a successful space station construction flight and caps a comeback year for the shuttle and station programs. NASA plans to finish the station and retire the shuttle in 2010. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
2 days after the blizzard, Denver International Airport is finally back in business.
The first flight out did nothing to help the thousands of passengers who've been waiting a long time to leave. It was a FedEx cargo plane filled with Christmas gifts, but then a Frontier Airlines flight departed for sunny Guadalajara, Mexico. It's been a sunny day in Denver, too, speeding up removal of 12-foot snowdrifts from the runways, which have been shut down the past 2 days. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Nationwide, airline officials say it will take days to clear the backlog, and some passengers might not make it home for Christmas. The U.S. military in Iraq has announced the deaths of five more troops, bringing the toll this month to 76.
The troops were foremost in the president's mind today. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
At Walter Reed Army Medical Center, President Bush visited with U.S. military personnel wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan, presenting Purple Hearts to 14 of them. In fact, two got a pair of medals.
We owe them all we can give them, not only for when they're in harm's way, but when they come home.
Working on a new strategy for Iraq, President Bush has a Saturday morning meeting at Camp David with his new Defense Secretary Robert Gates to hear his assessment after 3 days in Iraq. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Next Thursday, Mr. Bush convenes the full National Security Council at his Texas ranch. In Norwalk, Ohio, a verdict today in the case of Michael and Sharon Gravel, the adoptive parents accused of forcing some of their special needs children to sleep in cages.
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of child abuse, a misdemeanor of the first degree.
In all, the Gravels were convicted of 7 misdemeanors and 4 felonies. They could face up to 5 years in prison. The defense claimed the kids were caged at night to keep them from wandering and harming themselves and each other. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Tax saving tip for business owners. Consult your tax advisor to learn if your company can get a tax break when you buy an HP LaserJet printer before December 31st. It's a good time to upgrade your LaserJet printers to increase office productivity. The new LaserJets are up to twice as fast as they were 3 years ago and let you start printing almost instantly. So there's less waiting around. Black and white HP LaserJets start at $129. HP LaserJet printers, the reliable workhorse printers for business.
Estimate U.S. retail price. Actual prices may vary.
I'm cruising in my ride, 16 switches. Gotta get my floss on, watch it.
Life may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floormate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1-7-07.
Friends, in a nice warm spot. And thankful for the things that have gone our way this year. And I've got a lot to be grateful for. And over the past week or so, you've been hearing me sprinkle in some interesting, wacky, politically inspired theme songs by a guy named Roy Zimmerman. And we invited Roy to our secret studio location today. And either it's so secret that he couldn't find it, or he's working on his mystique thing. I've never met Roy Zimmerman. I got this CD in the mail, very impressed with it. I'm going to play some tunes from it this hour for you. And a listener from Arizona the other day tipped me off that Roy Zimmerman's been at this for a while, long enough for Dr. Demento to take an interest in his work. And I'm very impressed by the tunes. Let's kick off with track one from the new CD called Faulty Intelligence. And I want to dedicate this to our man, Benny. If you're a regular listener to the Peter B. Collins Show, you know that I imagine that I have my own personal minder at the NSA, and we've nicknamed him Benny. And I imagine he's sitting there with earbuds or some nice padded headphones on, and he's the poor sap who's drawn the short straw and has been assigned to monitor that dangerous lefty from the left coast with the San Francisco values, Peter B. Collins, on a daily basis. And so, Benny, we tip our hat to you, and we're so grateful that you're making sure that Osama don't call America and get through. So very grateful. And this is our special sound effect that we use to annoy the hell out of Benny and to cause him to lift his headphones off his ears in pain. Benny, this one's for you. It's called Hello NSA from Roy Zimmerman.
Hello NSA, I just called you to say I love you.
I love you
because you,
because you
really listen. Now when I'm on the phone, well, I never feel alone.
my words are being heard. And we're fighting freedom here at home. So we don't have to fight it over there. Now my own sweet Marie never listens to me. Not my brother or even my mama.
Roy Zimmerman here on the Peter B. Collins Show. The CD is called Faulty Intelligence, and that one is Hello, NSA. And we're still awaiting the arrival of Roy Zimmerman for our exclusive interview here on the Peter B. Collins Show. And in the event he doesn't arrive, I'll open up the phone lines here. And if you know more about Roy Zimmerman than I do, well, I don't know much about him, give us a call, and I'll interview you about Roy Zimmerman. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. 888-5-PETER-B. Now, I've got a news story that is a perfect setup for this next song from Roy Zimmerman's CD. The Bush administration has appointed a new chief of family planning programs at the Health and Human Services Department, who worked at a Christian pregnancy counseling organization that regards the distribution of contraceptives as demeaning to women. Eric Kerouac, spelled K-E-R-O-A-C-K, was medical director of For a Woman's Concern, a nonprofit in Dorchester, Massachusetts, and he's going to become deputy assistant secretary for population affairs in the next 2 weeks. Now, Kerouac is an OBGYN, and he will advise the secretary, Michael Levitt, on matters such as reproductive health and adolescent pregnancy. And the Kerouac appointment angered many family planning advocates who noted that A Woman's Concern supports sexual abstinence until marriage, opposes contraception, and does not distribute information promoting birth control at its 6 pregnancy service centers in Massachusetts. And I want to dedicate this song on the new Roy Zimmerman CD to Eric Kerouac. This one's called Abstain With Me.
Abstain with me. think you know where I've been blue. And I remember sex education as approved by the administration. So let's game it, maybe.
Come on, refrain with me, baby.
I wanna feel the strain
in the pain. Ladies and gentlemen, we have found Roy Zimmerman. Hey, Roy.
Lost and found. How you doing?
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show today. We started the interview without you, and it's gone really well so far.
Good, excellent. I'm best in absentia.
I thought maybe you were working on a Dylan Mystique thing.
That's right. No such thing. I was working on a Chevrolet, an 87 Chevrolet is what I was working on.
I see. So you're going to show up here with grease under your fingernails?
That's the idea, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got about a minute till our next break here, and we're listening to Abstain with me.
Yes, I can. That's great.
And I just set it up with the news that the Bush administration has appointed an abstention specialist to the Family Planning Department over there at the Health and Human Services Agency.
That could well be the person who's singing that song.
Really?
Yeah, can you imagine how frustrating a job that would be? Let's teach abstinence to 29-year-olds. Yeah, that's going to be easy.
And does that produce a falsetto voice?
It's a falsetto standards, I think.
All right, Roy, we'll drive on over here safely. We've got a four-minute break, and maybe you'll be here by the end of the break.
I would hope so.
All right, we'll talk to you in just a moment. That's Roy Zimmerman, and he is the artist who's performing these fabulous tunes on the new CD called Faulty Intelligence. He's on his way here in an 87 Chevy. Maybe he's got other vehicles, but he'll be with us here shortly, and if you'd like to talk with him, why don't you get on the line now at 888-5-PETER-B. We'll play more of his tunes the rest of this hour here on the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you?
12-Step Talk Uncensored is a new talk show where we speak openly about the deadly, shame-based disease of alcoholism and addictions. In this country, most of us are affected in some way. Causes and cures, genetics or willpower. Saturday, 4 to 5, with Sheila Gale, brought to you in part by Myrick Photographic in Monterey. Go to myrickphoto.com and get your holiday cards online. Saturdays at 4, with Sheila on KRXA. 12-Step Talk Uncensored. It's about time. Just arrived. Carmel, a treasure. A first combination calendar history book with souvenir maps, archiving Carmel today. Entirely rendered in watercolors by Lisa Bryan, this brilliant calendar and book combo captures the charm of Carmel. A special gift now available at Lisa's studio in Court of the Fountains and other bookstores and gift shops in Carmel. For more information, call Lisa Bryan at 626-5435, 626-5435.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. from Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, PattyRossCarmel.com.
Let's take the drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. Heavier than usual traffic. It being the Friday before a big holiday. Let's take a look at what's going on in Chular River Road, just south of Chular River Road. An injury accident here. A vehicle overturned, landed into a ditch. So emergency crews are on the scene there dealing with that problem. Also problems in Carmel Valley. We're looking at problems along Lorelez Grade at Miramonte Road. A trailer loaded with sand and gravel has partially blocked the roadway and may have lost part of that load, so keep that in mind. Also slow going southbound along Highway 17 now from the summit on into the Santa Cruz area. This look at traffic is brought to you this time around by Toys R Us. Toys R Us has more of the hottest toys, big savings on last minute gifts, perfect to fill your holiday wish list. Go to Toys R Us or visit ToysRUs.com for the hottest toys this holiday season. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
Continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show.
There's something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
This way, Roy.
And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
you
enough.
Look like that.
I just knew too much.
It's a crazy day here at the Peter B. Collins Show. We invited a wacky songwriter on the program, Roy Zimmerman, and he is just about to make his dramatic entrance into the studio right now. Oh, and he's packing heat. Look at that. Hey, Roy Zimmerman, say hi to Sacramento, Eureka, Phoenix, Coos Bay, Oregon, and Carmel by the Sea.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm all right, a little harried.
Great to meet you. Were you being chased by a VH1 crew?
Yeah, they're doing the behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the music.
Behind the music, behind the 87 Chevy S10.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's an S10 pickup.
It
and
is.
What exactly are you doing to it?
I'm trying to get it to pick up at all.
Well, Roy, it's great to meet you.
You too. Thanks
I only learned of you a week ago when your fabulous record label, must be a multinational concern, at great expense, sent me a copy of your new CD. And we've been playing it, and a listener from Phoenix outed you the other day.
Really?
He said he knows about you. He's heard your songs in the past on Dr. Demento.
Yes.
And on some iTunes shows that he didn't name. So give us a little background. How long have you been at it?
Well, I've been writing these kind of politically charged, funny songs for a long, long time. I used to have a group called The Foreman back in the 90s,
Well, I've got the Foreman's record somewhere. You played at the Music Journalism Awards in Los Angeles in 1995 or 96.
Yeah, we did. I remember the gig.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was my group. I wrote all the stuff for that group, you know. The idea with that group was to do sort of a folk era parody group.
Right.
The way that they did in Mighty Wind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the idea first. They did it better, I think. But pretty soon, the songwriting for that group turned pretty political.
Yeah.
And we were doing nothing but funny political songs for that group.
Mm-hmm. So how did the band break up, and was it bitter? Was there a Yoko involved?
No, there was just me. I was the irritant, I think. And
I see.
at the end of the 96 presidential election, which you might remember.
A little bit. Bob Dole was independent.
That's the one.
That's
right.
What I remember.
That's all anybody remembers. That's because it wasn't that exciting. It didn't really fire people's imaginations.
Right.
So I fired myself from the group, and I went on to write solo stuff at that point. So I've been solo for about 10 years or so.
Wow. And how do you support this habit? You do automotive repair.
When I need to. Only by necessity.
That's because you can't afford a mechanic? Well, set us up here. I have a Chicken Hawk ready to spin. And just yesterday, we took a call from Dick and W. And Dick has finally reported for duty. I'm sorry, W has finally reported for duty in Vietnam.
Has he now?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to catch up with him, you know, if he comes back.
Yeah. Well, he went there for an international conference.
Ah, I see.
And he's not wearing a uniform, and he's just 30-some years too late.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, this the war we're in now is just it's an amazing, unnecessary war, as you know, that was ill-conceived and is being, you know, badly executed by hawks who've, you know, never been to war themselves. It's like open-heart surgery at Benihana.
Yeah.
And so this is a song that details, in fact, names of some of these hawks who are, in fact, chickens.
All right, let's listen. It's Roy Zimmerman here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, my son asked me today, is this another Vietnam? I said, son, you know, it's go ask your mom. It brought back such precious memories of my days in business school. Stool. Then my wife said, hey, I'm worried because they're starting to deploy. I said, honey, don't be silly. We'll send someone else's boy because we all make sacrifices. And in a war, that's what the poor people are for. I said, fight on for freedom's sake, long as I don't shake and bake.
Chicken hawk.
Call me a chicken hawk. Proud to be a chicken hawk, a loyal armchair jock. Let's check that Lockheed stock. I didn't walk the walk, but I could talk the talk. Just because you might have seen some action there on the front line, don't insult the guys who served their country here on the back nine. I was gung-ho for gunning ho. Like feeling more at ease. I said, bomb them to hell, but I'd rather not be Kentucky Fried.
Chicken hawk.
Call me a chicken hawk.
Chicken hawk.
Proud to be a chicken hawk. Watch while I bring the mock. Receive to all Iraq. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk.
I'm getting a real kick out of this CD, and Roy Zimmerman is in the house at the secret Peter B. Collins studio. Now, don't blurt out where we are, Roy.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, because there's already a Homeland Security van that circles the block on a regular basis. Now, we got to go to a break here in just a second. You're pulling out your guitar. I can't wait for you to play live. Tell people where they can get this CD.
The best way to get the CD is to go to the website, royzimmerman.com, and that and all my other CDs are right there.
Uh-huh. And you get 100% of the proceeds?
Well, yeah, Metaphor Records does,
yeah.
Which is my wife's and my label.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, Chicken Hawks, stand by. We're going to take a break and return with Roy Zimmerman, play more of his tunes, right here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this chain...
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's the back looking? Something up with me.
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right, dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready!
Should an American politician place his left hand on the Quran? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. American politicians being openly Muslim is the latest cultural controversy, and just in time, too, since the war on Christmas is about over for the year. Representative-elect Keith Ellison of Minnesota is the first practicing Muslim elected to Congress. Intends to use the Quran for his oath of office, which prompted Congressman Virgil Good of Virginia to comment, quote, "If American citizens don't wake up, there will likely be many more Muslims elected to office and demanding the use of the Quran." Columnist Dennis Prager went further, warning of a slippery slope that one day some racist would swear the oath of office on Mein Kampf. Although, as it turns out, the preferred book of racists in America isn't Mein Kampf, but in fact, the Bible. The Christian Identity Movement, which has included groups like the Order and the Aryan Nations and the KKK, bases itself on Christian scripture. The Bible is nothing if not versatile. But there is an easy way to settle this. Let's just track members of Congress according to which holy book they take the oath on and see who turns out like Abe Lincoln and who turns out like Mark Foley. In fact, since so many use the Bible, we could break it down by edition. King James, New International, New Revised Standard. One publisher sells the Sportsman's Bible, which comes with a camouflage cover so you can take it into the woods without spooking the elk. They tend to be atheist. Although my favorite is the compact True Glow Bible that actually glows in the dark. Perfect for politicians, because every time you turn out the lights, it reminds you it's there. Now this.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
The holiday season is here again, and what perfect time to take advantage of the great selection and low prices of the finest used cars in the county. At ZNS Auto Dealership in Monterey, they have been partners for over 30 years. Located at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard, ZNS wants to be your partner in choosing that right car for you or your loved one. ZNS has it, whether it's a truck, SUV, minivan, compact, or luxury automobile. Open every day on Del Monte Boulevard, Monterey. ZNS Auto, where partnership works.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
And your CD is number one with a bullet.
Maybe I got a bullet. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, yeah. It's moving on up. Now, tell us about your process of writing these songs with very smart and satirical political themes.
The idea is to come up with a bit of music, original music, that's going to suit the idea of the song then, too, so the music and the lyrics will all conspire to tell the same joke, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that means copying a musical style. In Chicken Hawk, it made sense to do a country rocker, for instance, right? Abstain With Me made sense to kind of cop Al Green there.
Yeah. That's a smoking R&B song. It kind of got me hot.
Did it? Excellent.
made me want to reach for my Bible. just to try to prevent an occasion of sin.
Really? I had to look that up in Leviticus.
So do you write every day? Do you, sit around late at night and get all hacked off at the news from the internet and write these songs at 2 in the morning?
I store it up, you know, and then when I need songs, when I'm going to put a record out, when I'm going to do a big show, something like that, then I pour a bunch of them out all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And it works better that way, too, because they're so topical and, you know, they're for external use only. And they tend to go out of date so fast, you know,
that
it's good to be able to drop them, you know, as close to the deadline as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, recently, our listeners in Arizona got a lot of attention because Arizona is the first state in the nation to reject a ballot measure that would have prevented same-sex marriage.
Right.
And so when we played Defenders of Marriage, it really resonated with people in Arizona.
Every time we think about same-sex marriage, it makes us sick to our guts. I mean, to people who want to commit to a stable, monogamous, lifelong relationship, what are they, nuts? It's unnatural. Now, a man should not lie with a person who is a guy. He should only lie to his wife. The Bible is clear. We're defenders of marriage in three-button suits. We'll raise our double standard and see who salutes. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. Every time we think about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, to people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame? It's so deviant. It's the Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third, that a family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married. One summer evening...
Now, are you all the voices on these songs?
No, I do have some background singers that have come in. I did a lot of them myself.
Mm-hmm. And are you a Pro Tools guy? You do this in a home studio?
There's a studio right near here. I won't say where we are, but
yeah,
I'll say near here in Fairfax, California. I work at a great studio. Jory Proom has a great studio there that I Pro Tools things in.
Mm-hmm.
And this record, you know, I did two records at once. I did this and a Christmas record called Peacenik.
Oh, really?
Sort of a lefty, satirical, pacifist, holiday, pan-humanic celebration of you know, there's no bin card for that at Tower, obviously. There's no Tower either. That's right. Out of business, too. I put them out of business, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
If only they'd put my record in there. And I started the two of them about a year ago, you know, with basic tracks and all that stuff. And as I said, I've been working on this one, you know, up to the last minute. But that one dropped last year, and I worked at both of them there in Fairfax.
So you're kind of trying to cut into Dr. Elmo's turf.
Well, if he can claim Christmas, sure.
And I just saw you fingering the Capitol Steps new Christmas CD. That just came in yesterday.
Yeah. They're excellent. I mean, they are prodigious.
But what you do, and I would put it at a slightly higher level, is you write your own songs. You know, Weird Al and, Capitol Steps, they're always retreading existing music, covers.
It's a different art form. You know, the idea there is that people are so familiar with the music that the joke is it's a joke on the song.
Right.
Whereas, I thank you for saying it's a higher art form because it is an attempt anyway to do a complete bit, to make the music and the lyrics do a comedy bit.
Yeah,
I liken it to like if a stand-up comic did George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on television and just use 7 different words.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, one of my favorite scenes from the Ali G Show was when he got Pat Buchanan on there and started talking about Iraq, and Ali G referred to WMDs as BLTs. And after 3 or 4 times, Pat Buchanan started talking the same way, and he said, "Well, you know, the BLTs, you know, we never found it." It's just so amazing, you know, when you can pull that off.
Yeah, it shows some chutzpah, doesn't it?
It really does. Mark's on the line from Phoenix. Hey, Mark, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Roy Zimmerman.
Well, hey there, guys. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Well, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard that song about gay marriage, and it really kind of brought something up in my head. I was just thinking about how immoral, quote unquote, it is to the majority of people to be gay. I mean, I'm straight myself, but when people, you know, especially I'm thinking conservatives at this point, when they think of somebody that's gay, they think of it as immoral. They think of it as like somebody who has like this lifestyle that just goes out and sleeps with whoever, and you know, and I think that that's one thing that our society is kind of like shuns, you know, toward, you know, gay people, and that maybe we can realize that, oh, these people are capable of having a monogamous relationship. These people are capable of raising children because they are people. They're human beings like ourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, just on that note, the Pentagon has recently decided to reclassify homosexuality, and it's no longer a disorder. It used to be ranked with disorders like people who are afraid to fly or bedwetters.
Kleptomaniacs.
Yeah. And now they're trying to modify this without modifying the don't ask, don't tell policy itself. So it's interesting because it appears over at the Pentagon they're struggling with the issue just a little bit.
You know, yeah, maybe it's because they're wolves in sheepskin, you know. I mean, half, you know, who knows about half of Congress' sexuality? I mean, Mark Foley, for instance. I mean, that's a good example right there.
You look at some of the most homophobic people there are, and they themselves will be homosexual, you know.
Are you talking about Ted Haggard?
Maybe. maybe a good example number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If only he had come out and, you know, truly come out and said, you know what, God made me this way.
Yeah.
You know, what a healing thing that could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his denial, you know, yeah, you know, I got some meth from him, but I never used it.
Oh, I know.
And it was just a massage.
And then the story changes, which is the hallmark of truth-telling. When the story changes the next day, oh, what I meant to say. It's like, yeah. Ashley Simpson on the SNL, when she, you remember the lip-syncing debacle. It's the mm-hmm. same kind of thing. Oh, it was my band's fault. No.
Yeah.
But, you know, homosexuals are a part of the fabric of society. They always have been. They'd be better at choosing the fabric of society, and so, you know, the world is evolving, and you know, even the Pentagon will come around.
Mark, anything else you want to add?
No, that's pretty much the only thing I add. You know, keep fighting a good fight, and just, you know, enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday.
All right, we sure will. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks.
And by the way, this program will be rebroadcast on Thanksgiving Day for your leisurely enjoyment. And later on the program on Thanksgiving Day, during our final hour, we're going to pursue what's become a bit of a tradition on the Peter B. Collins program. We're going to play the unedited, full-length version of Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, and dedicate that to our stalwart listener, 94-year-old Alice in Humboldt County.
Oh, right.
So that'll be coming up on Thanksgiving Day during our final hour, and I hope you'll check that out.
I'll be sitting on the Group W bench.
Now, I see you brandishing your guitar there, Roy. Could you...
I'm just holding it.
Could you favor us with a tune?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank God we finally had us a war. It's what neocons have been hankering for. Rivers of gore, we can wave the flag o'er, sparking a stock market rally, soaring as high as the casualty tally. We're fighting for freedom, we know that for sure, freedom from running our cars on manure. And tell me what could be red, white, and bluer than bombing a strange foreign nation, so we could all take our summer vacation. Saddam shame, Saddam shame, we all had to learn your damn name. Only three questions remain. Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. We put you on trial for a jury of your peers. 12 bloody dictators with no careers to decide how you'll spend your retirement years. And your legacy now that you've fallen, Hitler but littler, or Stalin but a smallin. It's an interesting story how we came to hate you. If you'd never existed, we'd have to create you and send Donald Rumsfeld to interrogate you and fillet you. You were ruthless and cruel and you knew it.
You oppressed that whole nation. Now, how did you do it?
Saddam Shane. That's my Donald Rumsfeld impersonation. I'm an abstract impressionist. Now they say plan for victory. I say okie dokin'. Give me a toke of whatever they're smoking. Democracy hasn't come yet, so keep stroking. All the while intoning our mantras. Namyo Haringe and hail to the Contras. Saddam shame, Saddam shame. We all had to learn your damn name. Only three questions remain. Hussein, Hussein, who knows?
Come on, lighten up out there.
Roy Zimmerman's in the studio with us. If you want to talk with him, there's room for your call at 888-5-PETER-B. Toll free, 888-573-8372. We'll squeeze another couple of tunes out of him before he goes. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Tell people why I say this. Hi, this is Doug Basham reminding you to join me weeknights at 7 here on KRXA. That's Basham Radio weeknights 7 to 10 p.m. right here on AM 540 KRXA.
Tired of that dreaded drive into town for fresh quality produce? The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village has the perfect solution to your problem. Owners Ed Drobnik and Don Beike have over 50 years of combined experience in the produce business and are passing the substantial savings on to their customers. The Produce Barn offers a wide selection of conventional and certified organic seasonal fresh fruits and vegetables. We also carry a fine selection of specialty candies and snacks, exquisite gourmet gift items, and feature Freedom Meats, savory sausages, bacon, and marinated fresh meat. Heck, we even throw in free recipes. So, whether you're a restaurant, lodge, home chef, or treasured village visitor, stop by the Produce Barn at 13750A Center Street in the Center Street Plaza, behind Wells Fargo, and right next to the Chatterbox. We're open 7 days a week.
The Produce Barn in Carmel Valley Village, 659-5916. That's 659-5916. The Produce Barn.
This week on Rock, Roll, and Real Estate, it's a replay of our show with Ronnie Bramer and Louis Basil on investing in Florida and Louisville, Kentucky. We want to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to share good times with friends and family. We're getting ready for our biggest year in 2007 for real estate deals and information, so check us out right here Sunday morning at 10, and visit our website at rockrollandrealestate.com. For more information, you can always call us at 408-892-3376. And happy holidays from all of us here at Rock, Roll, and Real Estate.
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, winemakers, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Thank you.
Let's check that drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. It's a fabulous moment. We're stalling crash-free for now. Let's see if we can carry that through the afternoon commute. There is slow traffic, though. Let's take it out to eastbound Highway 25. Still a little slow in pockets between Gilroy and Hollister. Eastbound and westbound, for that fact, along Highway 68, bogging down. Again, in pockets, not a solid stretch from Monterey into Salinas. Slow going always on a Friday. This Friday, even worse for Highway 17. Southbounders starting to see the brake lights at the summit all the way into Santa Cruz. And that also means that southbound Highway 1 is slow from the Santa Cruz area all the way into Monterey. This latest look at traffic is brought to you by Yahoo. Go to Yahoo's Best of Answers 2006 for the year's biggest questions, like how do you get a lazy cat to lose weight? Go to yahoo.com and click on Answers. I'm Alex Daly, and that's your look at traffic on KRXA 540.
Blend of grit, incompetence, and greed. I'll uncover Jerry Rubin, but I'll never lead him to Bin Laden. This secret hideaway. I'll be on the promenade, and he'll be in a spa in Baden-Baden. Getting back the Al-Qaeda way. I know when I've messed up and they investigate, it's a test I'll pass. The CIDIATFBI covers its ass.
That's Roy Zimmerman, who has acknowledged lunching with Mohammed Atta in Prague. That's out in the open now, isn't it?
Well, it is now, yeah. That's right.
What'd you guys have?
Well, we had tongue.
I see.
Yes.
Roy Zimmerman is in the studio with us. Go to royzimmerman.com, and you can order up your own copy of this CD called Faulty Intelligence. And you really do this full-time? Or I just imagine you have a trust fund, or you won the lottery, or, you know, Bush sends you checks.
Yeah, that may be it. He's my biggest supporter. My wife and I write other kinds of songs as well. So she and we've co-written some of these then, too. Mm-hmm. Chicken Hawk was a co-write of ours then, too. And so, you know, we keep our hand in lots of pots.
So she's Melanie Harvey?
She's Melanie Harvey.
Uh-huh. And do you write, like, you know, straight songs for real artists and then just cash the checks?
Yeah, country artists and some kids' songs. We've written some stuff for Disney.
Yeah?
And
anything I'd recognize?
Let's see.
Since My Baby Left Me, The Sun Don't Shine Anymore?
I told Tanny Taws.
Yeah?
Remember that one? We wrote that for Tweety Bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you might have heard that one.
Yeah? Maybe.
Maybe.
Tell me about your conservative girlfriend. Does your wife know about this?
She's listened to the record, so she does. Actually,
exactly.
You know, this is a song I send out to Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably read her book Treason.
Oh, well, I tried.
Yeah, equating liberalism with treason.
Yeah.
And she, in the book, you know, she says that liberals have a preternatural gift for siding with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always using words like that, preternatural.
Yeah.
She assumes you have to look up. And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, unexplainable in nature, beyond natural law, see Ann Coulter.
Let's hear it.
She's a real type A, and she's over-insured. Her favorite castaway is Thurston Howell III. She doesn't like big government, so it's no surprise I can be her lover long as I downsize. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, every Friday we go liberal bashing. She got the Supreme Court, tattooed on her bum, beside an autographed portrait of Donald Rumsfeld. Just have to have that one removed, I guess, now.
Yeah.
And from the day I checked her out from front to back, I knew her private sector could take up the slack. My conservative girlfriend got a tiny little heart full of passion. My conservative girlfriend, her white collar and her redneck are clashing. My conservative girlfriend, I think she's looking for a good tongue lashing. My conservative girlfriend, every Wednesday we go Medicare slashing.
Roy Zimmerman here on the Peter B. Collins Show, performing live in our secret studio. And that's a throng of undocumented individuals that we imported at a very low cost to provide a little extra audience here. I got time for one more, or at least part of one more song, and I want you to know that this is the only one I got a complaint about.
Okay.
Because it includes, and you acknowledge, some old jokes.
Yeah.
And a guy listened to this song, and he sent me an email, and he said, "That's a really old joke." And I said, "Yeah. Your point is?"
There's this great Popeye cartoon where he gets inside a Bluto shirt and he's popping out of his sleeves going, "Here I am, over here, you." And Bluto is confused. He's going,
"Hey, where'd you, why you..."
And he's trying to beat up Popeye, and he ends up pummeling himself. And that is the war on terror. That is the war on terror. The war on terror. There's this old joke where a guy...
Yeah, it's this part.
...is walking home late at night.
It's an old joke, right?
He sees another guy...
I heard Ira Glass tell it.
Searching
for the
gutter. He says, "Hey man, what did you lose?" The guy says, "I dropped my keys about six blocks away." "Why aren't you looking over there?" The guy says, "The light's better over here." And that
is the war on terror.
That is the war on terror. Yeah, that's the war on terror. Is the war on terror. Got a vacuum cleaner on sale. Oh, I'm so sorry, but we're out of that model. But I can probably get you out the door for $200 billion, more or less, probably more, with a model we call preemptive war that leaves your floor dirtier than before.
Yeah, we need a Swiffer in Iraq. That's what we need. The giant Swiffer that Donald Rumsfeld could control from the Pentagon. Roy Zimmerman, a real pleasure to meet you again.
Excellent.
Loving your tunes. We're going to keep playing these. And there's no payola involved. Can you just acknowledge you have not paid Mr. Collins to play your song?
Absolutely not. No.
But you could start next week.
Charmed him with my smile. That's it.
I'll give you a secret account in the Caymans, okay?
Okay, beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Okay, to you too, and I'm glad to have been on. Thank you so much.
All right, and I hope your truck gets fixed soon. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show.
in these United States, you have many rights. You have the right to assemble. You have the right to free speech. You have the right to worship as you choose. And when you disagree with Billy Sunshine, you have the right to be wrong.
The Billy Sunshine Show, right here on KRXA 540 AM. Tune in Sundays 3 to 5.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. A surprise development today in the Duke lacrosse case. And as CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman reports, it's prompted the defense to demand that all the charges be dropped.
Hey, these boys are absolutely innocent. They never touched her.
The rape charges are gone.
They were never.
But lawyers representing Duke's three lacrosse players are still angry.
Do the honorable thing in this case, because there isn't a case to bring.
Prosecutor Mike Nifong dropped the rape charges after the alleged victim changed her story again yesterday and told a state investigator she now can't recall having forced sexual intercourse. But all three players still face charges of sexual assault and kidnapping.
Conviction on those charges could mean 30 years in prison. A trainer at the San Francisco Zoo might lose one of her arms after a tussle with a tiger. Officials say the woman was attacked by a female Siberian tiger at feeding time this afternoon. Space Shuttle Discovery is back on the ground and right where NASA wanted it to be, at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. CBS News correspondent Peter King is there and joins us live.
Commander Mark Polansky and his crew took a walk around and underneath the ship that got them home a couple of hours ago.
We just want to go ahead and thank everybody for helping get us back to Kennedy Space Center. Discovery's a beautiful vehicle. We're happy that we're able to bring her home safely and that she can process here at the Kennedy Space Center for her next mission.
It was a long day of weather watching. Mission managers had to decide where to land. Backup sites in California and New Mexico were up and running, but at the end, clouds and rain stayed far enough away to bring Discovery and the crew back here, which was the plan all along. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Flights have resumed at Denver International Airport, but after 2 days of being snowbound, Frontier Airlines spokesman Andrew Hudson says there's a tremendous backlog.
I wish I had a 1-800 number to Mother Nature, but unfortunately, these are just the types of things you got to do as an airline to recover. And I know it's frustrating, it's aggravating, and I know it's not news people want to hear when you tell them that they're not going to be flying home for Christmas.
Likely to be among them is Karen Lewis.
I've been standing in line to rebook for 3 hours, and it looks like another 3 hours before I'll get to the counter. I'd like to get out to see my grandchildren, but I may not get out until next week, but it's still worth it.
After an 11-week strike, Goodyear Tire and Rubber has a tentative agreement to bring back 12,600 union workers. They're represented by the United Steelworkers. Spokesman Wayne Raddick says Goodyear would postpone the closing of its plant in Tyler, Texas, giving workers time to take retirement buyouts.
We believe that in the tentative agreement, this issue is adequately addressed by a company finance trust that will start off with in excess of $1 billion.
If the deal's ratified, the strike could be over by January 3rd. On Wall Street, the Dow down 78 points to close out the week at 12,343. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition in my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Words can never tell you. Form them, transform them anyway. How perfectly dear you are to me. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me. I would not change one word, one look. This is how the poet Robert Browning said, "I love you." This Christmas, say something just as beautiful without saying a word. A diamond is forever.
Some Marines returning from duty overseas are home for Christmas thanks to the kindness of a stranger. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has the story.
Four Marines headed home to Illinois from Okinawa for Christmas got stuck in San Francisco. Weather problems. They wanted to rent a car to complete their journey, but under 21, they needed an older driver. And it just so happened an older guy overheard their problem.
It absolutely blew the boys away because none of them were old enough to rent a car. And this gentleman said, hey, I can, and I'm headed there. Let's do it.
Glenda Zimmerman is thrilled that Navy vet Paul Deans helped bring her Marine son home for the holidays.
Thank God it's like a guardian angel sent to us to get him home safe and sound and in time for Christmas.
John Harchie, CBS News.
A happy ending in Gary, Indiana, where Walter Mason's car with presents for his five kids was stolen Monday. Lots of people called Mason and his wife offering replacement gifts and money, but then a bartender in another town called to say their car was parked out back. All the stuff was still inside. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
The NBA on ABC. In a new holiday tradition, Kobe, Phil, and the Lakers head to Miami to take on D-Wade, Riley, and the Champion Heat. Coverage begins Christmas Day at 2 Eastern.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
Coming up later this hour, Larissa Alexandrovna returns from RawStory.com. Right now, Steve Pizzo joins us. He's a semi-retired investigative journalist who broke the big story of the 1980s, the savings and loan scandal, co-authored the prize-winning book called Inside Job, and he now blogs at his leisure at newsforreal.com. Steve Pizzo, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Peter. Nice to be here.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I want to talk about the post you did yesterday, the honey-do list that you have devised. It's your own personal agenda for the new Congress. But I cannot resist reading this first paragraph that you posted today.
Isn't it remarkable?
And for the benefit of our listeners, just so it's a little fun, I will not identify the source or the date until after I read this paragraph. The people of this country have been led into Mesopotamia, into a trap from which it will be hard to escape with dignity and honor. They have been tricked into it by a steady withholding of information. The Baghdad communiques are belated, insincere, incomplete. Things have been far worse than we've been told. Our administration more bloody and inefficient than the public knows. It is a disgrace to our imperial record and may soon be too inflamed for any ordinary cure. We are today not far from a disaster. Steve, identify the source and the date, please.
1920, August 1920, T.E. Lawrence of Arabia, had been hired by, called back into service by Winston Churchill, who at the time was Secretary of State for Colonies, because the British were in exactly the same mess then that we are now, in exactly the same place, and Churchill asked Lawrence to come in, take a look at it, and tell him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
So you think Jimmy Baker's going to, you know, put on one of those little headgears?
We will see. It's hard to envision, but we will see.
A kafiyeh, that's the word kafiyeh. I was looking for.
Right.
Well, I want people to go to News for Real and read that for themselves. Now,
yeah, the whole thing is there, and it really is. It could have been written today.
To the new Democratic Congress, you put together your own wish list here. And while you and I don't always agree, Stephen, I think this is a very healthy agenda for the Democrats. Let's go through it item by item.
It'd be a healthy agenda for, you know, as I said at the beginning of that post, you know, on November 7th, the people didn't vote for Democrats and didn't really vote, I don't think, against Republicans per se. What they voted for was government, any kind of government. somebody to actually do things for a change rather than floating nonsense issues like gay marriage and flag burning and blah blah. So I decided to give the Democrats a list, and it starts out by, first of all, doubling the number of days they meet this next year. They only met 90 days last year, so let's make it 180 days. It still gets them half the year to do their, quote, constituent service. The other is...
Well, and they're not going to be so busy flying around the world on, you know, junkets paid for by Jack Abramoff.
Exactly. So just keep them off the street and keep them out of trouble. pass a law that says, from now on, our budget is pay-as-you-go, unless Congress formally, and I underline formally, declares war or national emergency. So if they're gonna, if they want to raise spending on something, they have to either raise taxes, cut spending somewhere else, or both. But they need to get the budget in hand, and the only way to do that is pay as you go.
Well, you know, the Democrats are the party of fiscal discipline, or. Something
well, you know,
like
you,
that.
You know what's interesting? I mean, I was back in Washington a few years ago trying to convince the Democrats to combat, to go head-to-head with Republicans on this buzz phrase of tax and spend liberal. I said, any time they say that, you've got to say to these Bush people, at least Democrats had enough sense to know that before you could spend money, you had to raise it. These people, the Republicans, are simply borrow and spend Republicans. So, you know, hopefully we've learned that now that we're $4 trillion deeper in debt.
And one of the things I'd like to see on this score, Steve, is honesty about the cost of the Iraq war. And the Bush administration is ready to present another bill. This time the tab is expected to be in the range of $160 billion.
Yeah.
And that's expected to only last through the end of this fiscal year at the end of September.
And listen, we've got a Democratic congressman under investigation right now, and it sounds to me like he deserves it. William Jefferson, he's got this guy with the $90,000 in cash in his freezer.
Yeah, the FBI marked bills.
Exactly. All right. Fine, but can you even begin to imagine how much money, taxpayer money, Halliburton has in his freezer? Now, we're not talking $90,000. We're talking $90 million or...
billion.
You know?
Yeah.
So let's investigate that as well. And that's one of the my things on the to-do list is to get back into the oversight business. That's, you know, second to passing legislation, that's the only other job Congress has. So they haven't been passing legislation, and they haven't been doing oversight. So let's take a look in Halliburton's freezer, and if they find what I think is in there, maybe they can share a cell with Mr. Jefferson.
Well, and Waxman is a wiry, short guy. He can probably actually fit into Halliburton's freezer. It's a walk-in.
Well, what's interesting about Waxman is that, remember, he's the one who put those made those tobacco guys put their hand up and say, I swear.
Yeah.
And look at where that led. Well, under last year, Ted Stevens, who was the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, that little guy from Alaska up there who built the bridge of nowhere, he had the energy executives there, and the Democrats said, let's swear them in. And Stevens got all puffed up and said, these are honorary men. They do not need to be sworn in. Well, time to call them back.
Yep. And get that right arm
and
up
get
in
that
the
arm
air.
Up and find out exactly what advice they gave Dick Cheney in his Energy Commission meetings, his secret meetings, that led to the kind of energy mess we have today.
We're talking with Stephen Pizzo. He blogs at newsforreal.com. This is his honey-do list for the new Congress. Next one is not going to get any fight from me. Raise the minimum wage to at least $8 an hour. And you say, for Christ's sake, this time, index it to inflation.
Well, you know, here are a bunch of clowns that are earning $165,000, $165,200 a year. And I calculated at the beginning of this blog of mine that came to about $90 an hour for the number of days they worked. All right, and these are the same people, particularly the Republicans, who claim, because that's what the Chamber of Commerce says, that raising the minimum wage is going to ruin the economy. You know, $5.15 an hour, and they say that without a hint of shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a hint of shame. So let's get that taken care of. Apply some basic ground rules to free trade. We've been passing these free trade agreements out. It is not free trade when a widget maker in Georgia that has to comply with EPA, disposing toxic waste, very expensive, has to provide workplace safety and health care, has to compete with a worker in China that can just dump his toxic waste in the river, which is why 85% of the rivers in China now are beyond polluted. They are now classified as poisonous. Right? So fair trade means free and fair means they have to, if they want to sell their goods over here, they have to comply with some minimum standards for the environment and worker safety.
Do you think it's too late for that? Do you think that that horse is well out of the barn?
Do you think China? The good thing about fair trade is it's gotten China hooked on guess what? The American consumer.
Mm-hmm.
You pull the American consumer away from China now, and they go back to planting rice.
Well, that's an interesting point. I think that, unfortunately, there are too many Democrats who have really taken the DLC line, hook, line, and sinker, and are really afraid to move away from that,
mm-hmm.
partly because they get some of their campaign funding from corporate interests that benefit from...
Well, then the rest of the members of the Democratic Party need to remind them that the fair trade that is unfair, the free trade that's unfair, has gutted the American working class. The American working class was the backbone of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who they think their voters are going to be 10 years from now, the DLC people, but they're not going to be Republicans. So I don't know who they think they're going to get their votes from.
We're going to take a break and return with Stephen Pizzo. Visit his blog. That's newsforreal.com. And if you'd like to talk about his agenda here, what he calls the honey-do list for Congress, give us a call. Lines open right now at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey has everything you need, from high-end liquor to the very best in fine wines. It's the real deal. Family-owned for over 40 years, John will give you one-on-one personal attention, just like family. Have a special request? Not a problem. Open every day from 9 to 9. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is located on Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village, near the Del Monte Center. Look for Doug Huckleberry, who greets you at the door. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits wants you to please drink responsibly.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is hands down the finest Volvo maintenance and repair shop in Monterey County. Owners Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco are both factory trained in Volvo service and repair. They provide outstanding quality and great service at reasonable prices. They only work on Volvos, so you know that your Volvo will be in caring and skilled hands. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside, or you can call Mike and Tracy at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. We're still stall and crash free. That's something to celebrate. But a reminder about road work. It is close to a holiday. Some road work not being done. But keep in mind, in Monterey, Cannery Road between David Avenue and Prescott Avenue, the new hotel being built, just can't wait. So traffic is still closed in that area. Keep that in mind. Also in Saline Sanborn Road between Abbott Street and Highway 101, those eastbound lanes are still closed for a paving project, and it'll be that way for the next couple weeks. As far as slow traffic, it does exist. Eastbound 25, still heavy between Gilroy and Hollister. East and westbound 68, bogging down in pockets between Monterey and Salinas. This latest look brought to you by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small businesses. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
We're talking about the post that he put up yesterday, the honey-do list for the new Congress. And one of the items that I really agree with you on is an independent ethics committee. We now have a situation where Jack Murtha, whom I respect for his, articulation about the war, he's as bad as Kurt Weldon when it comes to earmarks and cronyism and backroom dealing. And Nancy Pelosi has championed him. The vote's going to come tomorrow. But I'm offended by that. I really think we need to keep an eye on that issue, because exit polls showed more people, particularly independents, voted for Democrats on the corruption issue than they did on the Iraq war.
Yeah, well, the way the ethics committees are set up now is your classic foxes watching the chickens situation. It's just stupid. It's constructed not to work. So the same thing with the Federal Election Commission, where they split it right down the middle, Republican, Democrats, so they always have a deadlock, and it's designed not to work. So they need to get that to work. The other thing this new Congress needs to do is it needs to make a clear statement on presidential signing statements. You know, these Republicans who like to call themselves strict constructionists, like Scalia, will tell you there is nothing in the Constitution that gives a woman a right to an abortion. Well, I have news for them. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows a president to sign statements that go counter to a bill he's signing. He has, in the Constitution, two choices: veto the damn thing or sign it. Those are his two choices.
Right.
And Congress needs to make that explicitly clear and stop this nonsense, because it's setting up an imperial presidency.
Very good point. Dave.
The other thing they need to do is instead of spending a zillion dollars on a fence that's going to be built by Halliburton, I'm sure, along the U.S. border, before they do that. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. Maybe they should. Who knows? But before they do it, what they need to do is set up an online system that allows employers to check the immigration status of people coming in for a job. Now, I don't want to hear from them that that can't be done, that it's too cumbersome. The IRS has no trouble finding me every year, no matter where I am. All right, so don't tell me it can't be done. And if they did that, that alone would cut the number of people coming across that border by three quarters. Then we can talk about whether or not we need a fence.
Well, I'm with you on that. Number one, I don't believe we need to pile on new law and regulation related to immigration when we haven't enforced the laws that are already on the books.
Exactly.
And also, I don't believe a fence will have the desired effect. People will go under it, around it, over it, or, like so many illegal immigrants, they're going to fly in here on a tourist visa and just stick around.
Yeah, the draw is employment. That is the draw. That's where you solve the problem.
Let's get a comment from Dave in Eureka. Hello, Dave. You're on with Steve Pizzo.
Hey, Peter. And Steve, you know, I think it's been our good fortune as a country many times that we've had some elected officials that were truly motivated to act in the best interest of the people, to give them a decent income, health care, protect the environment and such. And that's been so totally lacking in the last 5 years, and you seem to have a pretty good grasp of that. I'm hoping that included in your wish list is running all the voting apparatus machinery through shredders and recycling them into beer cans and dump trucks or whatever you can make up.
Well, you know, at the very least, what they need to set up here, if they want to, I mean, I'm a computer nut, so I understand these things and I love them, and they do have their place. But for a company like Diebold that produces all the ATM machines in the country, any one of which I go to and I get a paper receipt out of, to tell me that giving paper receipts to voters is, quote, too complicated is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
At the very, very least, these machines should spit out a paper receipt that then goes into a ballot box as the person leaves, checks it, signs it, says, yes, that's how I voted, and so that we have something to recount besides electrons.
And, Steve, at a Diebold ATM, automatic 20 machine, have you ever been shorted or have you ever been given an extra 20?
No, I have never been. No, definitely not an extra 20.
Me either. It's always exactly right.
Yeah, they do know how to do this. They must do it before the next election.
Dave, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate that comment today. You also want to revise the Bush tax cuts.
Well, yeah, of course. Listen, trickle-down economics. I wrote about trickle-down economics under Bush 1. This is nonsense. It is not trickle-down economics that works. It is trickle-up economics that works. You don't give the people at the top a bunch of money because, as they say, they're going to invest it and create jobs and blah-de-blah-de, because they're not going to do that. What they're going to do is they're going to put that money in their kids' trust accounts and offshore, and you know, they keep that. If anything trickles down, it's because one of their bank accounts sprung a leak. There's just no way it's going to trickle down. But when you give working people tax cuts, working people spend their money when they get it, because they got it. You know, and if you want to stimulate an economy, that's the way you do it. A working person goes out and spends the money, that creates demand. That demand creates jobs to fill that demand, and so on and so on. And then down at the end of that line, the guy doing all of that gets rich. All right, that's fine. I have no problem with people getting rich. But if what you're talking about is stimulating an economy, you give the little guy the tax break, not the big guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've covered most of Steve Pizzo's honey-do list here. Let me see. You want right after the prayer that opens a session in the House and Senate, the Speaker should be required to read aloud the number of Americans who don't have health insurance. That's interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, it's a disgrace, Peter. I don't need to tell you, but I mean, this is something that we're at the bottom of the heap of industrialized nations in providing health care
mm-hmm.
to our people. We pay twice as much for it, and we get half as good a health care.
All right, and let's go to your final point here. Agree to a temporary moratorium on any legislation employing the following divisive words or phrases: flag burning, abortion, prayer in schools, cut and run, winning in Iraq, family values, and gay marriage. Only lift this moratorium once Congress has addressed real problems like Iraq, health care, and fairness in national tax policy.
Amen.
Lovely stuff. A little bit dreamy on that last part.
Well, I mean, listen, as long as we let these, we need to remind these people that the real issues are the ones you just said: Iraq, health care, fairness, taxable jobs,
mm-hmm.
real.
Yeah.
All that other crap is crap.
You're right. Steve Pizzo, thanks a lot. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Same here.
Visit his blog, newsforreal.com. Coming up next, Larissa Alexandrovna from rawstory.com. I'm Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of Thomas the Tank engines and tracks, puzzles, board games, and children's books, all very reasonably priced, you can't go wrong with a gift from Thinker Toys. So stop by the beautiful Carmel store at 7th.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything so tasty you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ganoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. NPG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
For whatever legal advice you need, go to Lawyers on Duty. Whether it's for your estate planning, divorce, custody, probate, or a living trust, Lawyers on Duty has experienced attorneys with realistic fees. There's no need to go anywhere else. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available, knowledgeable, and affordable. Located in the courtyard behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, Monterey. Lawyers on Duty open every weekday 9 to 5. Call Lawyers on Duty 375-5100. 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner. It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just 2 blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Have you thought about owning more real estate but don't know where to turn? Are you interested in learning how to make good profit buying and selling real estate? Or do you want to learn how to let your tenants pay the mortgage while you enjoy the equity? If you want to learn the ins and outs of real estate investing, listen to The Real Estate Guys, Sunday nights at 5 on KRXA. You can own more real estate. The Real Estate Guys will show you how. Listen Sunday nights at 5 and on the web at realestateguysradio.com.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 AM from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant, she lives in the church nearby the restaurant, in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Bacha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there, and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff, and at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile is better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. That's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obi. Said, "Kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it." And I said, "Yes, sir, Officer Obi, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage." After speaking over for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obi could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, "Obi, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on." He said, "Shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car." And that's what we did, and sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car, but when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in a newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire, track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obi said he was going to put us in the cell. Said, "Kid, I'm going to put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt." And I said, Obie, I can understand you want my wallet, so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. I said, Obie, did you think I was going to hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends Obie was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? The song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with a 27 8x10, covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures. And the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. Then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, because Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there was nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't going to look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. Came to talk about the draft. You got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down and got my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Because I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I want to kill. I want to see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead burnt bodies. I mean kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling kill. And the sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy. Didn't feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they were doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there. And they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I when finally came to see the very last man, I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massa Cree, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that, and then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one. It stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? I said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry our bone, all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we were talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want to know details of the crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got to say, pretend to about the crime, want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing. You got to say in the top 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was. And everything was fine, and I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, a Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Deborah Lindsay with Tomorrow Matters on KRXA 540 AM, wishing you a safe holiday season and encouraging you to make earth-friendly choices for your celebrations. Join me each Sunday at 2 to match global problems of today with local solutions for a better tomorrow. Remember, the greatest gift we can give is a healthy planet. Tomorrow Matters, right here on KRXA 540 AM, every Sunday at 2.
Salt means our investigation turned up nothing.
Could somebody testify lying before a grand jury doesn't mean he's involved.
It is flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and to declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women for you.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis.
I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Got to catapult the propaganda.
let's take a look at your drive home in and around the Monterey Bay area. It has been crowded in most spots, especially anyone headed to an airport. But as far as stalls and accidents goes, on our highways, we're doing quite well. We're looking at one new problem, though. It's actually our first and hopefully our last crash of the afternoon. Eastbound along Highway 156 in San Juan Bautista, just after Breen Road. An accident here where an SUV is overturned and landed into a field, so no highway lanes are blocked. CHP on the scene. There's going to be a lot of slow traffic for Curiosity, and please reserve that right-hand lane for emergency crews. So stay to the left, and really keep your eyes on that. Meanwhile, eastbound 25, much better now. Slow only in tiny pockets between Gilroy and Hollister. This last look brought to you by Mobile One Extended Performance Motor Oil. Get your engine ready for winter with 15,000 miles of guaranteed protection only from Mobile One Extended Performance Motor Oil. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
That was horrible. One in war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You can put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud. Or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony in the feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Accepting Alice.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. They'll walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the Peter B. Collins Show. That's a tradition that we started a couple of years ago, and we got to blame it on Tom Seaborn of KGOE in Eureka. It was his idea. And we dedicate this play of Alice's Restaurant to our good friend Alice in Eureka, a regular caller to the Peter B. Collins Show and a fine American. We're going to take a quick break and return to wrap up this Thanksgiving Day edition of the Peter B. Collins Show.
everything's all right. She got diamonds, she got pearls, she got wisdom, and this girl is all you need to know that everything's all right.
You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Need to know that everything's all right.
As we get ready to wrap up our Thanksgiving broadcast, I'd like to say thanks to a couple of people. Well, actually, I've got a list. It's more than a couple. I want to thank my excellent producer, Matt Renner, our senior producer, Katrina Rill of Mother Jones Magazine. And I'd like to thank a couple of gals named Alice, Allison Humboldt, and my mom, Mary Alice. She taught me how to be an opinionated so-and-so. I also want to thank my partner, Kathy. She puts up with me 365 days a year. My thanks to Hal Ginsberg, Larry Rathall, and Casey Lynch at our flagship station, KRXA 540 in Monterey. Also, Tom Seaborn, Mike Wilson, and Ken Dennis at KGOE in Eureka, the first affiliate of the Peter B. Collins Show. Mike Newcomb, Billy Foster, the team at KPHX in Phoenix. Paula Nelson and all the gang at 1240 Talk City, KSAC in Sacramento. And Mike O'Brien at KBBR in Coos Bay, Oregon. You all help link us up with our growing audience here on the Left Coast. And I want to thank some of our stellar regular contributors here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, Jason Leopold of TruthOut.org, Paul Waldman and Jameson J.M.O. Fozer at MediaMatters.org, Larissa Alexandrovna and the team at RawStory.com. Also, Faz Shakir, Judd Legum, and all the folks at the Center for American Progress. Hi, Woody. Our friend Scott Dick, who contributes on military and veterans affairs and also hosts a great show called A Tasty Planet. Melanie Sloan from CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. I want to thank all the people who call our program, including Dave from Eureka. He's always there for me. And all you folks who email and send me information, I very much appreciate it. And a thanks to you, the loyal listener who's never picked up the phone, never dropped an email. I'm grateful that you listen. You'll hear another recorded edition, what we call the best of the Peter B. Collins Show, tomorrow on these same stations. And I'll return live Monday. Have a great holiday weekend, and thanks for listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Pacific Grove Liquors is the one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, spirits, and beers at very reasonable prices. Whether you seek the ideal California or imported wine, quality distilled spirits like top shelf tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and premium vodkas, PG Liquors is your beverage outlet. Love beer? PG Liquors boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales and lagers, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand your wine, beer, and liquor store.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The case of three Duke University lacrosse players took a surprising turn today when Mike Nifong, the district attorney in Durham, North Carolina, dropped the most serious charge against them, rape. The accuser has changed her story. Now she's not sure there was forcible intercourse, and there's no DNA evidence linking the men to her. Defense Attorney Wade Smith says the other charges, kidnapping and sexual assault, should also be dropped.
Mr. Nifong, if you are listening, do the rest of this. Do the honorable thing. End this case, because there isn't a case to bring.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The least likely option now is we see a trial. I think it's much more likely everything gets dismissed, or we see some sort of a deal where the young students plead to something a lot less serious than what they're facing now.
Main gear touchdown.
Today's weather at Cape Canaveral wasn't great, but it beat the alternate space shuttle landing sites in California and New Mexico, so NASA finally decided to bring her down in Florida.
Nose gear touchdown. Discovery is rolling out at sunset on runway 15 at the Kennedy Space Center.
A short while later, Discovery Commander Mark Polansky and his crew emerged.
We just want to go ahead and thank everybody for helping get us back to the Kennedy Space Center. Discovery is a beautiful vehicle. We're happy that we were able to bring her home safely and that she can process here at the Kennedy Space Center for her next mission.
Landing at other sites would have meant a longer turnaround time. After 2 days of being snowbound, CBS News correspondent Lee Frank reports the Denver airport is back in business.
Two runways opened midday with two more opening in the evening. Thousands of travelers who were stranded had to rebook flights, competing for seats with people who already had a ticket. Somehow, after waiting in lines for hours, many of these people calmly say it's worth it to spend Christmas with family and friends.
Airline officials warn that not all of them will make it for Christmas. Saying it's time to end this protracted litigation, a federal appeals court has halved the $5 billion that an Alaska jury ordered ExxonMobil to pay to plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill. But as Carrie Anderson reports, this might just lead to more litigation.
Alaska fishermen who suffered through America's worst oil spill in 1989 are unhappy with the federal appeals court ruling. Prince William Sound fishermen.